Hi, Les. Dave Ramsey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Cool. Well, I was just talking about you on the air as being one of our four finalists on this all-expense-paid entree leadership thing. Dude, you've become like an online rock star.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you followed that? Have you seen all the activity, all the comments on your story and everything?
Yes, we have, and we're just, yeah, we are floored by it.
It's amazing. I mean, who knew you had that many family members? Because yeah, they all really. Les is the greatest guy. Les deserves to win. I'm like, yeah, how many brothers has this guy got? Well, man, that's pretty impressive. So you've got a company called Happy Roots Landscaping Company. Obviously, you're in the landscaping business. Happy Roots, I guess, means the stuff's going to grow and not die, huh?
Yeah, I tell everybody if you don't, you can't have a beautiful lawn without happy roots. So that's our motto.
Ah, very cool. I like that. So, what kind of landscaping is this?
We do landscape maintenance mostly.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything from aerating, fertilizing, mowing, all sprinkler repairs. Occasionally, we will install sprinkler systems, mm-hmm. Things like that when we have time. But we're a pretty small crew, so.
Mm-hmm.
We usually save those type of jobs for our downtime.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, total, about 16, 17 years, mm-hmm. but the business has been around since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So we've okay. been...
So how long have you been doing it full-time?
The business or the line of work?
The business.
The business, it's been 5 years and about... 6 months.
So you went full-time like in 05.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not full-time. I apologize. The full-time, I just started this April. I had another job that I worked for 5 years.
So you kept a day job for 5 years, getting your business built on the side big enough that you could afford to quit.
Exactly.
Impressive,
and I was actually planning on staying this year, too, but we got so busy this spring that I had to give something up. And
yeah, I hate that in the middle of a recession.
Yeah.
So how many employees, team members do you have?
We currently have three on payroll, and we're going to add another one for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife and I and our kids, we all help out. So
yeah.
We got a decent amount of people helping.
Okay, so there's a $6,000 tuition plus airfare, so $9,000 worth of gift here on the line. And,
mm-hmm.
and why tell America what you told our web viewers as to why you should be the winner of this. Why is it you get to go, and why is it you want to go? Why do you even care?
Well, the reason why I think we should go is because we have sacrificed. As a family for a long time to grow our business. We are a debt-free company. We've been following your plan for 5 years. You're the reason we started the company. I could go on and on, but we definitely feel like we deserve it because we've sacrificed to succeed. And we're just trying to keep that rolling. And if we are able to go to your class and get the information that you teach, that'll keep the ball rolling for us because we don't have any formal education on business and we learn everything the hard way, it seems like. And it would be really cool to be able to come and get all that inside information and just start implementing it for next year because we're ready to grow, double next year. We've been growing 50% a year for the last 3 years during the recession.
Mm-hmm.
We're on pace to do that this year. And we're getting into hiring more people. We need to get our own space and lease it next year. And, we're ready to take off with it. And it's once this recession is over with, we'll probably be just, going crazy. So
So what was your old day job that you used to do that you got out of?
Well, I was working at the city of Thornton mm-hmm. here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful job. I started as a seasonal right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Worked my way up to... as high as I could go besides being a supervisor there.
What'd you do there?
Took care of parks.
Oh, okay. So you were parks. In landscaping there, too, in a sense.
Yeah, and
okay.
Sprinkler systems, parks, all that good
okay.
stuff. So.
Interesting. So that sets you up to be able to do this, and
then
you left the city job, and now you're out in the wild, wild world of entrepreneurism.
Yeah, and I love it.
Cool. It sounds like it. It sounds like
yeah.
it sounds like fun. Well, dude, as far as I'm concerned, guys like you are the backbone of this economy. You're the reason that we have an economy, and guys like you hiring three more guys all over America are the answer to this recession, and you weren't waiting for someone else to stimulate your world. You were waiting on the government to do it, and so I got really good news. You're the winner!
We won! Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
You're going with us to Cancun!
Thank you very much.
What in the world? Who is the audience back there?
Hey, you know what? We had a barbecue today, and we invited anybody who would come because we were waiting for this phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
So we got neighbors, friends, customers, family, their kids. Everybody's at my house right now, but it's hard to get people off on Wednesday. So,
well, congratulations, Les. I'm so proud of you guys. It's a great story. Obviously, America fell in love with you and the way you operate your business and your heart for this. And we have, too, over here at the show and with our Entree Leadership team. And so you hang on. Laura's going to pick up. We're going to get all the details to you, and I look forward to spending time with you in Cancun in October, okay?
Thanks. I can't wait to meet you guys. Thanks
you got it.
Days.
Congratulations, man. Hang on the line. Awesome, baby! That's fun. I feel like Santa Claus. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.